Eddie, how you doing?
Not too bad, Oisin. How are you getting on? Thanks for having me on.
No problem. I'm fine. So am I. And I'm sure you're enjoying the preparation to what's a huge game this weekend. What's the prep been like this week for you?
The preparation has been good, Oisin. Yeah, we've been training hard, working away. We trained there last night and last final get together tomorrow now, and lads are in good shape and looking forward to it. And you know, seeing the good opportunity we have ahead of us, and excited to go out and try grasp it. As, yeah. You know, with two hands. You know,
how big an opportunity is this, Eddie?
It's a massive opportunity. Like I say, it's probably uncharted territory. I don't think y'all's ever been in an under 20 B final before, so it's a huge opportunity for us. And like I said, we've a great bunch of lads. They're a great character, and they're really see the opportunity ahead of us, and are really going to put everything into it to try get us over the line on Saturday.
Yeah, you might maybe just take us through the matches that you played so far, or the campaign you had so far, which has obviously been dominated by Ulster, and within that you've already played Derry this year, Eddie.
Yeah, we've already played Derry this year. We kind of mixed fortunes in the Ulster League. Kind of, we had a good first outing against Wicklow. We drew with Wicklow, and then we had Derry in the second game. Wasn't our best performance. Now Derry kind of got a good start in the first half and kind of pulled away, and the game was kind of over at halftime, to be honest. But it ended up 5-12 to 1-12. And then we put in a very good performance against Down. Antrim were probably just a step too good for us. And Tyrone, again, we put in another good performance. So we know that there's not much between any of the teams that we've played this year and that we are likely to play in this campaign.
Yeah. How beneficial was it, even though you suffered defeat and you said the game was over at half-time against Derry, how beneficial was that day now, as you sort of said to me, here now in an All-Ireland semi-final?
Yeah, well, like I suppose the lads know that they didn't put their best foot forward that day, and we knew as the newest players, we knew as management that there's more in them, and you know, like I said, they upped it in the second half, but they know that we can't be given the same space as we gave to Derry on Saturday as we did that day. And that we will have to be at our best and shoulder to shoulder and go at them from the very get go, from the first minute to the 60th. And we'll, you know, they'll want to right the wrongs of that day on Saturday. And like I said, loads of character in this team, and I've no doubt they'll be using that as motivation to push themselves on. You know.
Yeah, you have a couple of players playing with you that are involved with Mickey McCann seniors as well, Eddie.
Yeah, we have Dan Donnelly there and John Keeley and Jacob Malone. Now, Jacob's injured. He hasn't been playing. But, yeah, John Keeley there and Dan Donnelly have been in with John, with the seniors, and they've been involved with us as well. So there are two great men that we have involved with us. And they're going to be huge additions to the team and good men to have with us.
Yeah, obviously they're the likes of players that you want to go to on big occasions, but you've a lot of other good hurlers within the group as well, Eddie.
Oh, we have some very good, you know, we have some very good hurlers, some great leaders in the team. Like we've Aidan McKinney, we've Kyron McColgan, Brendan Gaffey, you know, Conal Hearn, you know, some really good leaders, John Farron there, that. With plenty of good, strong, good characters, good leaders there that can step up to the plate when needed, you know. Yeah. So we'll be using, you know, we have them as well as Dan and John as well, like, you know. So we have a good spine of a good team there. Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing impressed me when I was talking to you beforehand, Eddie, the spread of players that you have within the group. There's somebody there represented as part of your squad from each and every hurling club in the county, which is of a huge bonus. And I suppose that tells a tale of how development and things are progressing along for hurling at the moment.
Yeah, no, definitely. We have a great spread of hurlers, like, you know, all the way from Ballyshannon, Four Masters, you know, Carndona, you know, St. Union's, Sedanta, Burt. I'm probably missing, but nearly every club in the county is represented there. We've a great man there from Gweedore as well. So we've a lot of, and Dunlow, we've Dunlow hurlers there. So we have lads from every part of the county. And I suppose I had a great coach down home who always said, there's hurlers everywhere, and there is, and we've got some great hurlers from each of the clubs. And only for the clubs, we don't have quality players like that. And it's great that the amount of work that is being done at hurling at club level, that we're producing such good players for us, from each of the clubs.
Yeah.
It's really beneficial for us.
And if you get to an All-Ireland final at the level, at the B level, that's another injection to the development, so it is. And it's another sort of box tick going forward for the county on the hurling front of Donegal to get to this final.
Oh, it'd be massive, massive. And the hurling is developing and it's improving, and it'd be just another step of where we want to go. And getting a little bit of belief in lads, we can play at this level, and we can compete at these competitions and do well in them. And it definitely would be a good injection, into the hurling and trying to develop it even more.
The other semi-final is obviously involving another North West County Tyrone that you played in the Ulster League. They're taking on Roscommon. But listen, whoever gets through that one, for Donegal to get into the decider, just finally, Eddie. Derry are going to probably be favourites for this off the back of what happened in the Ulster League, the fact that they have home advantage. But if Donegal are going to overcome them, what sort of level of performance is it going to be required?
We're going to have a huge performance on Saturday. Like I said, we don't underestimate. We're excited about the challenge, but we don't underestimate at all the challenge that's going to be there for us. Derry are a very good side, and if we allow them, they'll punish us, like they did with early goals in the group game or in the Ulster League game there. But it's going to take a huge effort from everybody, from the very first minute to the 60th. But we, we'd definitely be underdogs, and they won this, I think, 3 years ago, and they've been going well in the league. And so it's got a huge challenge, but it's a huge opportunity at the same time. And lads know that. And when you're in an All-Ireland semi-final, you just want to put your best foot forward and leave it all out in the field, and whatever will be, and please God, we'll have enough to get through to the final.
All right, Eddie, many thanks for taking the call, and we wish you, your management, and all your players the very best of luck this weekend in that All-Ireland semi-final.
Oisín, thanks very much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.